Hello everyone and welcome back to Highfell. This is a new podcast and I'm about to bring on Briss. Talk to you in a minute.
Oh boy.
All right.
I'm on my phone this time.
Briss is on. We're going to start. This episode is on shower thoughts.
Wait, can you exit the app if you're recording?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
All right.
There's stuff to pull up.
So, my recent shower thought on shower thoughts is that shower thoughts are only a thing because people aren't thinking unless they're in the shower, because the shower is the only time people are off their phone,
not staring blankly at a screen. Yeah. I feel like I don't think I've seen that, but I've seen something. I've heard of something like it, maybe. And if so, it definitely wasn't exactly that, but it's like, yeah, you see a bunch of zombies walking around. I think that was always kind of a thing in like back, like, I'm going to say 10 years ago, maybe, where there was some viral video on Facebook of some lady walking with her phone, texting and stuff, and then she just walks straight into some fountain.
Yeah.
Like, right over the edge of the railing and just falls into the fountain. So, yeah, this lady, that kind of went viral on, like, all the news places and Facebook and stuff. Whatever Facebook was 10 years ago. It wasn't 10, it was more like 8, probably. 2010 type of time frame, maybe.
Right.
But, yeah, it's kind of the same concept as that. It's always been, like, a topic. But wonder if anyone's brought the idea directly to shower thoughts themselves. And you can really tell if you go in there, you can really tell who's been on their phone too much. Because the ones that are actually good and normal shower thoughts that, like, on Reddit, that you'd actually, like, yeah, okay, that's something that would cross a human mind. There's those. And then there's ones that are like, when you eat, you're not actually eating. You're just chewing and swallowing. And then the tag is mine.
Huh.
Like, you can tell that those people have been on their phone too much. Because they lost their touch with reality. They have absolutely no perception of, like, what humor is. Because they're like, it's supposed to be funny. In some way.
Or eye-opening.
Yeah, it's supposed to draw some sort of emotion, not a bunch of comments saying, yeah, so that's just eating. Get off the sub.
Yeah, the thing is, so, like, normally your shower thoughts would be grab the soap, wash yourself.
I feel like no matter what, the shower thoughts would be more surreal, but they're just, since it's actually like a huge thing on the internet.
Yeah.
That's where the issue is, probably.
Exactly. But, like, in this age, because people are, like, constantly on their phones, like, they're not even sleeping. Like, we both know a guy who's like, he's been sick a lot lately and like just constantly tired because he gets 2 to 3 hours of sleep. So, out of a 24-hour day, he spends, like, what, the minute he comes home from school at 3 o'clock till 3 a.m., so 12 hours in his room, probably on his phone, like he probably goes and has dinner or whatever with his family, or maybe not, who knows.
Poor boy. Yeah, I think I did that a bit. I've like in the past like week, just because it's March break and there's nothing to do. But that's different. It's not an issue as long as you can snap back to school mode when the break's done. But if it's during school, that sucks. What annoys me is people who are like not paying attention in class when you're like in an actual like important class, or even a not important one that you like you're in because you want to be in it, not because like your university tells you that you have to be in it.
Yeah,
people are like on their phone and stuff in that, like that's just stupid. Like the food class, you see someone on their phone in that and you just like, why? Like, exactly. You're making food and you're getting a credit. God damn. Like,
but that's all part of it, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you gotta check just in case someone says hi.
I think my dad or something, he kind of led me to some study that some professor did on something called deep work. And that's like, or like, it's just some form of concentration where you go onto your computer or anything else can be on the computer, but you just have to turn off every application like that. Like whatever application you're using goes on full screen. Everything from the top of your desk is removed. Your phone's nowhere in sight. And you just get maximum productivity for that one thing for about an hour. Whereas if everything was there, and like you had music playing, you had your phone sitting next to you, you had like food there too, maybe, you'd be sitting there for 3 hours and you'd do probably about the same amount of work, or even more. More time, not more work. That's what this guy found in his study. Yeah. Because it was the phones are like, they just make it, see, computer like video games and stuff, that's bad on its own, but phones make it portable, and that's what the bigger issue is. Because all of a sudden you can take that much computing power and storage in your pocket, and then you can go get Wi-Fi while you're out like on a hike or something, like going up some big mountain and there's some cell tower pointed directly at you, and you're able to like tap cookies or something. See, and then when you get back home in the shower after the hike, you go think about like just some random stuff, and then you post that on the internet on your next hike.
Like, see, I was thinking that same thing with like mobile games. Others like stuff like daily rewards to keep you coming back and giving them like ad revenue and stuff like that.
Yep. YouTube watch time as well.
Yeah, because there's no there's no thought into the person when you're developing a game. Like, you're not, basically, after you've figured out like how your game's going to roll out, then you think,
you figure out how to keep people on this. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if there's none of that, like daily boosts, whatever, it's like you go on your phone and you don't go on it, and then you see it there and you're like, oh, I haven't gone on this in a while. And then you're like, oh, I didn't like it that much anyways. And you just delete it.
Yep.
So these games with the daily rewards, they keep you on. Or like, there are some games that'll boost you really quick at the start to make you get going and get on it. And you're like, oh, wow, I'm so good at this game. And then
some games is,
yeah,
it's a bit more than so. I think in terms of mobile, anyways, like on your phone, every single game's like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, some are worse than others. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, so you're on, you get like boosted up to level 50 and then you're like, wow, like that's so good. I'm already like top 1,000. And then you go on the next day and you're boosted to 60 maybe that day.
And exponential then, downgrowth.
Yeah. And then, like, you get level 60, and then the next day, level 65. And then eventually you're at, like, level 100 or level 98 or something. And it takes, like, 3 days to get one level or, like, half a level.
Yep.
And it's just, like, that early start was to get you addicted. It's not even the fact that, like,
it's all dopamine.
Basically.
You learn about that in bio a lot, but they teach you about it in meth, but not phones. Whereas they really should be teaching, in most classes, something to do with phones, like, in a serious way. Not just, like, a teacher throwing it out, like, yeah, this is what, like, why you shouldn't be on your phone. Okay, next topic. But more like, the chemicals that your phone activates are the exact same as most drugs in your brain.
Right.
like you can see people, like, there is withdrawal if you're not with your phone all the time after being with your phone all the time.
Right.
It's actually kind of scary when you see that happening, especially to yourself, because it's really easy to notice.
Right. But it's hard to notice that you're like addicted just because you carry it around with you everywhere.
Oh, it's hard to notice when you're addicted, yeah.
Because, like,
it's hard to admit too.
There's always that factor, like, oh, if there's an emergency, then I have this form of contact.
Yeah, there's always an excuse.
Right.
To have it. Personally, have data on my phone. I have, like, the texting. That's basically it. I think there's a couple, like, maybe 20 minutes worth of calling on that, too, just in case. Still, calling's not really needed unless you're calling the cops or something. I've been better at kind of leaving my phone out of the picture when I'm doing stuff. But, like, even having your phone in your pocket, apparently, I haven't noticed this too much, but having your phone in your pocket, apparently, even that will, like, it'll still be with you in your brain, and you'll still be thinking about it if you're trying to do work, let's say. Like, if you're doing math, but your phone's in your pocket, part of your brain still kind of thinking about that phone sitting there. And then,
right,
because of that, even if you're not, like, on your phone, but it's the phone's on you, yeah, you're thinking about it. Not as much as if you're staring at the screen, like, scrolling through 4chan or something, whatever kids do these days. But it's still like it's there. And turning notifications off is probably one of the best things you can do once you get a phone. Just do not disturb. Turn most notifications off. Oh, that helps.
Yeah. So what I have for my do not disturb is it actually turns on. I have it set to turn on at 10 p.m. Yep. And it the do not disturb turns off at, I think, 6:15 a.m. Because I know, like, I was up early anyways. And I, my old job, like, if someone wanted to call me to come in the morning because they were sick, then I'd actually be available. And when I have my do not disturb on, I have the only calls that I allow through are people in my favorites, like in my, because you know how you can add people to your favorites.
I think so.
Which is basically just my home phone, my mom's cell, and my dad's cell.
Pretty much.
Because I know I won't get a call from any of those unless they need me to answer. Because otherwise it's text. Unless they need an immediate answer.
Mine's just, my do not disturb, that's just on at all times. Except for some very specific times where I'm actually, like, if I'm waiting for a certain notification to come up, then I'll turn it on. And in that case, that's so, like, I don't have to keep checking it. It's, like, I put it on my wooden desk, so when the thing goes off, you can really hear it. That's the only time I have Do Not Disturb off. I hate notifications. Not that I get a whole bunch, but, you know. I turned off all the game ones, and like Facebook especially, so it's not like, come play Farmville.
Yeah, but it goes back to like that dopamine, right? Like you get a little dopamine rush in your brain when you receive a notification.
That being said, we aren't saying because they are way more useful than they are harmful.
But they're also more useful than they're used for. Like, there's so much more potential.
In some cases, they're just overused. That's like, I know what you mean, though.
But there's more positive potential for them.
Yeah. And most people who see that and, like, use it for work, where there's, like, my mom has a work phone. Most, like, not most, but a lot of works in important places that'll, like, let's say some nurse needs to get called in or something.
Yeah.
You need a phone so you can get that call. Like, let's say power's out or something, but your phone's on. They might need to call you in because, like, when the power's off, that's when they act like they need people.
Right.
But other than that, really, like, I think H3H3 did something like this where he completely purged social media. He deleted all the apps. The accounts are still there. But he, and I think someone's still on it, like one of his podcast producers, just to announce podcasts and stuff. Like, okay, we're going live at whatever. But I remember for like a solid amount of time, might have been like a couple months or even more, he didn't use social media. And that was big. He said that helped a lot because he was just like not specifically addicted to the phone, but more social media itself.
Right.
And if you look at YouTube watch time statistics, you'll see that that is literally a like insane problem for everyone ever. Like it's YouTube sucks so many hours out of people's day. I don't know how they have the bandwidth to upload that many videos to people's devices. Because every time you watch a video, it's got to come from somewhere. And if, like, I don't even know how much, like, if, let's say, 1 billion hours of YouTube are watched per day, which I think might be a thing.
Right.
Maybe. Or it might be per month or something. Like, that's got to come from somewhere. But anyways, like, looking at those statistics, you'll see, like, I looked at it once, and I was just kind of sad because, like, it's not just one person watching all that, of course.
But there's well, what's the average watch time per person? Let's do some quick math here.
I'm gonna look up some stats. And another big issue with that, like, addiction, like, stupid stuff, this mental blocking, and it's almost propaganda at this point. Like, the YouTubers who go and ask for, like 20 times in their 10-minute video. Most of them before even, like, any of the content is there. Because they're just trying to play the algorithm to get more people, and it's the exact same as those mobile apps.
Right. Actually, let's say this. How many videos do you think an average person would watch per day? How many YouTube videos?
I have no clue, but I'm above average. Do you have a stat there on you?
I don't. I have a calculator.
Okay. How many videos?
Yeah.
Let's just say how many hours. I'm gonna say 2 hours a day, maybe.
Okay, so.
No, that's still, like, that's super high because a lot of people.
Well, let's transfer this. So 2 times 60 is 120. Obviously, divide 10 for 10-minute average videos, would be 12 videos per day.
Ooh.
Doesn't even seem that, like, outrageous.
Somehow I'd managed to clock in 8 hours in one day at some point, like in the past month. Oh my god, that's like, how many videos is that? 84? No, 96 videos. Some of them were longer, of course, right. But a lot of that was longer because I was just like probably listening to some podcasts as well that I just left on.
Yeah.
God damn.
Okay. So do you think 12 videos a day would be reasonable, or what do you think a reasonable number of videos per day would be?
Now that I think about it, 12 videos a day seems like if you're doing like a global average with like 7 billion or almost at 8 billion people in the world.
Again, not all of them have
videos. Yeah, not everyone's going to have YouTube. But at the same time, it's the number's probably around like 1 billion people, maybe 2 on YouTube.
Okay. So let's assume a lot of people who have YouTube access would probably have a computer, and that they would probably be using YouTube for music.
That's, yeah.
So that would add...
Most views are on...
Right. Music. So that would add to the...
Give it like a 3.5 minute.
Exactly.
Or 4 minutes, be safe, because there's a lot of songs that are longer than that. Like Despacito's like
five or something. I don't know.
But we can count the music towards one of those 12 videos. So we'll say it's 11 10-minute videos and one or in 10 minutes of music.
I don't think per day. The normal average person watches 12 videos.
Right. So lower that number. Let's go 1 hour. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it'd be 6 videos per day.
So,
which doesn't seem that outrageous. 6 10-minute videos per day.
In terms of upload, apparently there are 400 hours of video uploaded to YouTube every minute.
Okay.
As of 2015. That's just uploading.
Do you know daily watch times? Like, total?
I don't know if I want to. But...
So you mentioned a billion.
People, like, on YouTube?
Hours of watch time.
Yeah, that was a complete, like, guess. That wasn't based off of anything.
Okay.
So, I'm just going by some 2016 stats. Number of monthly active users in the U.S. was 167.4 million. And then in Japan, it was 41.2 million. And I think Japan's population is like way less than double 41.2 million. Because I think Tokyo, the greater Tokyo, is like that amount of people. And then the U.S., I think 167 million is half. So, oh my God. Yeah, okay, this is... I don't know if they have... Okay, I don't know if they have statistics. Like, they do watch time, because like the defaults every 2 hours, it's gonna like every 2 hours a drop in like videos. It's gonna drop some notification on you saying, "Dude, you all right? You've been watching for 2 hours, man." Japanese,
like Netflix. Enough.
Yeah, Netflix does that. I haven't been on Netflix in about a year, maybe more. Like, alone. The last thing I watched was Solo. Other than that, I really haven't done much. Bit of Riverdale, too. But I was able to drop that as well, because the show was just stupid. See, it's like YouTube user growth. Leading U.S. These are all like USA stats, which I don't really want to do. But, you know, we could base it off of USA.
Sure.
What the hell? Yeah, a lot of these need some sort of payment to get the stats. Ugh.
Okay. Just say this. What's the population of the U.S.? Because I got that 164.7. Sorry. 164.7 million.
I'm going to say it's around 350 million, but I'm going to check that. It can't be more than that, can it? Yeah, okay, so It's exactly double.
So,
15% of
America,
yeah, watches
YouTube actively.
Meaning
probably once a day or once every couple days.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if that really means. That might be monthly viewing.
Yeah, but I don't know what their definition of actively is. Like, clicking on one video and exiting out, would that count as being active? Or would you have to watch at least, like, 1 hour per month to be considered an active YouTube user?
Active unique. Let's see. Okay, so there is number of monthly active YouTube users in the U.S. This is from 2016, but that's perfectly fine. Oh no, there's even more countries on here too, but don't really need to get into that. Yeah, it doesn't say what constitutes number of active monthly YouTube users, but I'm guessing that's just like there were that many unique users in first quarter of 2016 per month.
Okay.
So that's like the span of like 2.5 months about, or three actually. 2.5. Yeah, it's 3 months span. And the average per month was probably 167.4 million people. About half of the U.S., I'd say.
Okay. So,
most of that could be just some grandma typing in once, opening up her, like, 2006 MacBook Pro, or not even Pro, just MacBook, typing in some like search on some random like cooking thing and then clicking on a YouTube video for like 2 minutes. That could be considered one of those people, but I'm guessing that many of that is like actual watch time,
right?
Okay. What calculation are we trying to do here?
So let's take this 167.4 million.
Yep.
Multiply that by how many videos did we say they were watching per day? Like, average guess?
Let's just say five. Let's say five.
5 videos per day. So 5 10-minute videos, 50 minutes.
Because, yeah, there's going to be people watching like three to six hours, but there's also going to be people 3 minutes. Not even per day. Just total. So I'd say 5 videos a day, 50 minutes is a good average for watch time.
So 50 minutes out of 60 minutes, 5 over 6 is 0.8 with infinite threes after.
Yeah.
So that would be 139.5 million hours watched per month. Do you know how many ads happen per hour of watch time?
A lot. Yeah, there's no doubt YouTube's just raking in cash from that.
Yeah.
I don't know where that number, like where the 50 minutes a day number comes from, but that's just a guess.
I'd say it's reasonable.
It seems normal. Bringing up those like those weird guys who watch YouTube all day, commenting or something, just showing up and telling us we're dead wrong. That everyone watches like 3 hours.
No. Even then, though, more you get someone addicted to your profitable service, profitable for you service, not yep. profitable for the people service. The more money, the more revenue you'll be bringing in by providing that service. And the more addictive that service is, the more you get people coming back. Like, basically.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's the same thing. Like, if you're a drug dealer, you've probably seen the movies or, like, some awareness commercial. It's like, oh, yeah, the first one's free. And that's just to get you hooked and make them more money, because they know that little bit that gets you hooked is going to be paid over threefold.
I'm guessing if you
your do first couple payments.
If you do any business class in like university, this is what you'll be learning about. Not really learning about it, but like low key learning how to do it.
Right.
That's why YouTube doesn't care about people like those massive clickbait channels that have like 8 ads in a 10-minute video. They just like dealing them out like some dude just slapping money everywhere, because that's what it is. Yeah. Every ad is so much like every ad gives a bit of money per view to the user, because YouTube takes a ton of it. So, like, whatever the dude makes from that clickbait, YouTube's making 10 times more for that specific video. But that's just one video out of, like, the 400 hours uploaded per minute.
Yeah.
So they don't care about the clickbait, because that's helping them. There's no shortage of clickbait, and there's no shortage of money coming in for YouTube either. And they don't really have an incentive to stop that, and I can't blame them either, because you know that's they're running a business,
right?
It's a bit shady.
Yeah, but as it's been explained, probably by anyone who's probably heard, some of the YouTubers that they're into are getting like shut down, or like all their videos are getting demonetized.
Yeah.
Is because YouTube does not care about their producers, about the people who use their service as a production interface. They only care about the people watching the videos and making them money.
You can also tell they care about something else too. When I think Coca-Cola pulled ads from YouTube a couple weeks or like a week ago or something, and they just like they dropped the demonetized bomb on so many accounts, and they just deleted a bunch of accounts too of yeah. people who they thought were doing some like inappropriate stuff, where they had like CP in the title, and that stands for a couple different things, but in this case it was Club Penguin,
but YouTube thought it was something else. So his channel got taken down, and there's combat points from some guy doing a Pokemon Go channel playthrough and stuff. Dude got taken down as well. And then any YouTube videos that have children in them, the comments are disabled. I think they might have fixed it now, but that was the case a week ago. Like they really just messed their platform up. And you know, that's an okay approach as long as whatever wrongs you did are like the big ones, like the deleting the like the Club Penguin and like Combat Point Pokemon Go account. As long as you just bring those back up, restore any like money that was lost from them, because ads and stuff, that's their job. That's fine, because yeah, there's some bad stuff happening, but it's gone now. They it's never gone. They just are trying to push it away. But yeah, they don't really care about how people feel. They care about the advertisers, because the only reason they took action on that is because Coca-Cola is the big one, but there was some other big company that pulled their ads, and they like took action within like an hour. Whereas people have been complaining about like pedophiles on children's videos for years. And someone told Coca-Cola who pulled their ads. And that's what triggered it. And the thing is, I don't know if they actually like told YouTube why they pulled their ads. If they didn't, that's even worse, because the YouTube know, like they knew why if Coca-Cola didn't tell them. You know what I mean? That would just I might look into that later. I kind of want to know. But that requires some digging.
Well, it's time to end now, but that might be a good lead in.
God.
All right, thanks for listening.
Some goddamn YouTube conspiracy theories. Yeah, we won't be sick next podcast. I was sick last one. Now we got another sick guy, but we'll be all healed up.
Yeah. All right,
All right.
thanks for listening. Some other
Wrapping up.
stuff. See ya.
Well, like and subscribe.